Hi, my name is Zakirin, and welcome to my video podcast. I am happy, so I am rich, where I give you the absolute magical key to getting rich or creating anything you desire to be, do, or have in your life. And that is, to get happy first. Then you are already rich, because the only reason you want anything is to feel happy. And if you try to do what most people do, which is to try to get the money or the relationship or whatever they want first, in order to try to be happy, it never works. Because then you need something else to be happy, and then something else, and then you become a desire drug addict. So, get happy first, and then your dreams will come true. So, enjoy my video podcast, I'm happy, so I am rich. Hi, my name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakirin.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. I am happy, so I am rich. I am happy, so I am rich. I am happy, so I am prosperous. I'm happy, so I am healthy. I'm happy, so I am fulfilled. I am happy, so I am successful. I am happy, so I am a success. I am happy, so I am wealthy. I am happy, so I am generous. The only reason anyone wants anything is because they want to be happy, or they believe that when they get what they want, it's going to make them happy. And when you get happy, regardless of your circumstances and regardless of the conditions around you or in the world, you are then in a massively powerful position to make great change in the world, and especially in your life. But because you're happy, there is no need to try to change anything in the world. You don't even have any desire to change anything in the world, because you know that you can't change anything in physical reality. You can only change things in your internal reality. You can't change anything outside of yourself. Anyway, so there's no point in trying. The only creative control you have in the world is over your own feeling state. And you make the world a better place when you are happy and in a state of appreciation. Because your happy state of appreciation creates more things in your world to be happy about and appreciate, which influences the world around you, because you attract more people and situations to like, love, and appreciate. And that includes money, wealth, health, relationships, fun, freedom, etc., whatever you want. All the things you want, because you know they will make you happy. Or, more accurately, make you happier. You want manifestations of your desires to add to your happiness. You don't want these things to be your happiness. Because if you make people and animals and nature and society and politics and nations and money and commerce and houses and cars and relationships and love and sex and jobs and creativity and success, etc., to be the source of your happiness, then all of these things then become the source of your sadness as well. You can't pick up one without the other, because if you have what you want, you're happy. But if you don't have what you want, you're sad or angry or disappointed. So you're like a roller coaster. That is the typically powerless state that the majority of humanity lives their lives within. They give away the priceless power of their happy feeling state to everything outside of themselves that they have no control over whatso freaking ever. People work hard their entire lives trying to emotionally, mentally, physically, and even spiritually change everyone and everything around them so that they can finally maybe be happy. But that is an absolutely futile and absolutely impossible task. Not only is it impossible, it is a tragic waste of your extremely valuable creative energy that you could be using to make actual valuable change, which can only be done within yourself. Change your inner reality and your external reality will change. Get happy regardless of external conditions, and the external conditions in your life are guaranteed to change because they will match your state of internal happiness. So get happy so that you can become rich. Don't try to get rich so that you can be happy. Get happy so that you can become successful. Don't try to become successful so that you can feel happy and worthy. Get happy so you will naturally be healthy. Don't try to get healthy so that you will feel happy. Get happy so that you attract wonderful, loving, caring relationships. Don't try to get those amazing relationships so that you can be happy. If you try to get the money, the success, the relationships, etc., in order to be happy, your happiness will always elude you because you have happiness and then you don't. You've got happiness and then you don't. You're happy now and you got the blues later. You get something that makes you happy, but then something comes along that makes you sad. Wah, wah, wah. Trying to get things to make you happy is like being a drug addict or a gambler. You get a fix or you win one and then you lose one. And now you're aching for another fix. You need another hit to make you feel happy. You need another win to make you happy. Well, why not just get happy so that you always win? You are always winning. If your entire focus is to just be happy regardless of circumstances and conditions, because happiness is all you want in the first place, you have cut out the disempowering middleman. And so you can always be winning. Because when you're happy regardless of conditions, you naturally attract pleasing conditions in your life. And the magic key to creating and maintaining that happiness regardless of conditions is to pay no attention to undesirable conditions. You only focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. You do not try to love on lovable things. That is the trap that spiritually oriented people fall into. They believe it is their job to somehow love unlovable things, to somehow be unconditionally loving. But that never works. You can't love things you hate, just like you can't be happy and sad at the same time. And that is not what unconditional love is in any way. True God source unconditional love is focus upon improvement. It is focus upon the purity of all people and all things, regardless of what stupid thing they may be doing. In other words, everyone and everything is God source. Everyone and everything is pure God sourceness, and that is always the focus of God source. If someone is being a complete dickhead, source does not see that dickheadedness and focus on that behavior. Source only focuses on the purity of everyone and everything, and source only focuses on the improved version of that person or situation, because everyone is always desiring improvement. If someone feels powerless and is acting in criminally abhorrent manners, regardless of how we may judge their behavior, they are being jerks because they feel powerless and want to feel powerful. And source, God, goddess, all that is, great spirit, great spaghetti monster, whatever you want to call it, does not see their abhorrent behavior. Source God only sees them as they really are, which is happy and powerful, because our natural state is happiness and powerfulness. Our happy state is well-being. Our natural state is well-being, and that's how Source always sees us. Everything that everyone does, regardless of how we may judge or condemn their behavior, everyone is doing what they are doing to feel happy, to feel powerful. If someone feels powerless, they want to feel powerful, because feeling powerful makes a person feel happy. If someone feels unloved, they want to be loved, to feel loved, to feel happy. So instead of acting powerful or acting like a criminal or acting like a successful rich person or acting like a celebrity or wanting things this or the other thing to feel loved or to feel worthy or valuable or powerful, etc., in order to feel happy, how about just cutting out that old middleman? Cutting out all that hard work and juggling a million balls all at the same time, and just juggle one simple ball. Just be happy. Be happy because it's fun to be happy. Be happy because it's all you really want. Be happy because then you can get everything that you desire that adds to your happiness. Get happy so that you can be rich. Get happy so you can be prosperous. Get happy so you can be healthy. Get happy so you can have a fulfilling life. Get happy so that you can be successful. Get happy so that you can be, do, and have whatever you want. But most of all, get happy because that's all you really want in the first place. The purpose of life is joy. It is not prove your worth and power. And the basis of life, it's freedom. You are free and empowered to create anything you desire, and you do that by getting happy. Get happy because it's fun to be happy. Get happy because your natural state of beingness is a constant state of joy and wonder. You were just trained away from your natural state of happiness and convinced by the high-pressure salespeople in your life, your friends, family, lovers, and society, that life is hard, and your mission in life is to make all of them happy, because they forgot how to make themselves happy. And so they look to you and everyone else to make them happy. But it's not your job to please anyone. It is only your job to please yourself. It is not your job to make anyone else happy or to make anyone else prosperous or to take care of anyone else in any way. It is their job to take care of themselves, and it is your job to take care of you. Your mission in life, your possible mission, is to have fun. It is your mission to constantly desire improvement and then manifest that improvement into your physical reality. Bum, 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 bum. And you do that by having fun on this adventure of creation and allowing the contrast to inspire within you that desire to create that improvement. You did not come here to planet Earth to judge and hate things you don't like. You came here to witness the contrast of undesirable things and then desire their improvement. Why? Because you can. Why? Because you're a creator of worlds. Why? Because it's fun creating improvement. Why? Because it's fun evolving planets. And that's what you are. You're a planetary evolution agent. But you accomplish that by being in joy and appreciating the contrast of undesirable things that inspire the creation of improvement. You did not come here to kill off what you hate. You came here to create what you love. So your mission should you desire to accept it, is to create what you love. To focus on what you love and create more of what you love. That is your entire mission. Not to save this planet or to save anyone or anything on it. Your mission is to just have fun and create more things that are fun. Your mission is to love and create more loving things. Your job is to be happy and create more happy things. Your job is to find things, people, creatures, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and create more things like them because of your attention and focus. So have fun on your possible, your definite mission. Have fun on this adventure of creation. This message will self-destruct in 60 seconds. And if you get caught having fun on your mission, well, of course, we will vow to always respect and honor and praise to your name for being an awesome creator of reality, and we will never disavow your existence. I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from us, please comment, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant lifestyle you love. And I wish you immense fun and adventure and excitement on your adventure of creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!